At least 69 countries have offered relief support to Japan. The U.S. Navy has sent warships with rescue boats. About a group of about 150 of America's top search and rescue specialists arrived there Monday in Sendai. Field hospitals coming in from Australia, a rescue team with 4 tons of equipment from China, woolen blankets from India, search dogs from South Korea. The relief mission is global and massive, but extremely difficult to coordinate. Joining us now is Navy Chief Petty Officer Palmer Pinckney. He's with the U.S. 7th Fleet, and he's joining us from the USS Blue Ridge, which is right now in the South China Sea, south of Japan. And I understand that your final destination is the eastern coast of Japan, correct?
That is correct.
And what are you expecting to do there?
USS Blue Ridge is the command ship for U.S. 7th Fleet, so our mission will not change upon arrival on scene, and that is command and control of all U.S. assets supporting in the relief operations in Japan.
Well, give me an idea of what are the U.S. relief efforts there. How many people are involved, and what kind of relief efforts are they? Are they medical or search and rescue? Are they simply humanitarian support?
Humanitarian support, all of the above, and what you just said, Matt. We have several ships in the area, though I don't have the exact number of sailors in the area. It is a very large number. We are devoted by oath to support Japan. Japan is one of our strongest allies, so our thoughts and prayers go out to our close friends there in Japan in this difficult time, and U.S. 7th Fleet and the United States Navy will do anything and everything necessary to help them in their recovery.
Can you give us an idea of what kind of coordination or guidance you've gotten from the Japanese officials, whether or not they've spoken to you or other commanders there about where most help is needed?
The only thing that I know personally is that the official request for aid has been issued by the government of Japan, and all of our efforts are in response to that official request. It's important to say here that Japan is a very stable country, able to provide for their own, but in a tragedy that's unfolding right on television screens around the world, a tragedy of this magnitude, Japan has reached out to its allies. And I say again, one of the strongest ones being the United States, and asked for help. And that's what U.S. 7th Fleet is aimed at doing and are doing right now actively.
So let's talk a little bit about the assets that you referred to, Officer Pinckney. The Japanese are apparently in dire need of lift capacity to lift huge generators into that nuclear facility that's in trouble there at Fukushima. Do you have those assets in place, and will they be there soon?
USS Essex is one of our strongest amphibious ships that we have, and that is their number one ability is to move heavy equipment from sea to land and also from land locations to other land locations. Yes, sir.
We're speaking with Navy Chief Petty Officer Palmer Pinckney. He's with the U.S. 7th Fleet. He's right now on the USS Blue Ridge, which is in the South China Sea, south of Japan. They're headed toward the eastern coast of Japan. When do you arrive at your destination?
We're looking at could be 2 more days or sooner, Matt.
So,
but understanding that the Blue Ridge does not have to be on scene to do our primary mission, which is command and control.
Okay. Have you been involved in other aid missions during your time in the military?
Oh, I've been in the military a long time, man. It dates back to Mount Pinatubo and the Philippines when that exploded, causing a reaction from America to render aid to the people of the Republic of the Philippines.
So you have kind of a perspective on what happens during these kind of crises. And what may perhaps be the most important thing in the days quickly following this kind of natural disaster? I mean, I assume, obviously, the first task is search and rescue. And at that point, how do you prioritize after that?
Your question is a very good one. I mean, everything must be done by priority, and that's why we have the great leadership that we have in the U.S. 7th Fleet. We have men and women in leadership that are literally paid to make those type of decisions. At my level, I'm an enlisted man that follows the orders of my superiors, and I have trust in the American public and my superiors to make those decisions. And we'll hit the mark, man. We will hit the mark.
I have no doubt that you will. Do you have any soldiers or even commanders at this point as they start to spread out to different points in Japan who are concerned about exposure to radiation because of the nuclear emergency there?
Radiation is of concern to all people, no matter their nationality. But what I can speak on with regards to the radiation is, at sea, we are not experiencing high doses of radiation. The doses that we have been monitoring are no different than the doses the average American receives just walking down the beach from Mother Earth herself.
Okay. So does the U.S. effort also have to coordinate with the efforts from other countries? As I said, there's been 69 countries that have offered aid. There's already teams on the ground from Beijing and from London. Australia is sending surf and search and rescue teams as well. Does the U.S. military need to coordinate?
We must coordinate with civilian organizations so that our efforts are united instead of working against each other. So that, like you said, that coordination is of the utmost importance and of concern to us. The platform Blue Ridge can be referred to as the most advanced telecommunication platform in the Navy, if not the world. And that asset is very important in the coordination efforts in this recovery exercise.
So while they're having difficulty with communication in Japan simply because of power outages and cell phone outages and things like that, how does the USS Blue Ridge, do you use sat phones? How do you get around those difficulties?
We have means, both land and satellite, as well as normal capabilities that the average American has, such as chat capabilities and internet technologies that we use.
All right, we are speaking with Navy Chief Petty Officer Palmer Pinckney. He's with the U.S. 7th Fleet, joining us from the USS Blue Ridge right now in the South China Sea, heading towards the eastern coast of Japan. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's been my honor. It's an honor to serve. Thank you.
The United States is just one of 69 or 70 nations offering a relief and aid to Japan at this point in what is ongoing in terms of a humanitarian crisis and possible nuclear emergency.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.